Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. 317-239-1009.
Have you ever walked off the job at work? Maybe you've seen somebody like, all right, I quit. And they just took their things and left. Maybe they kept their uniform on or they just threw it off on the ground. That's what I'd like to hear from you this morning. Buffalo Bills cornerback Vontae Davis pretty much did this yesterday, Alex.
Really?
He retired in the middle of yesterday's football game at halftime against the Chargers.
Now, this is some football that I would actually be interested in.
Now, the Bills were down by 22 at halftime. I don't know if that's the reason why. That's when Vontae decided, you know what? I'm going to hang it up, literally, right during the middle of the game.
Whoa.
He later said he suddenly realized, quote, I shouldn't be out here anymore.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because they were
getting older.
Well, he's been in the league 10 years, which, I mean, the league will beat the crap out of you. So that's a long time playing in the NFL. But in the middle of a game, you couldn't just finish out the half and be like, hey, I'm going to retire, guys. I don't want to do this. He, like, in the locker room, just takes his stuff off, gets into street clothes, and leaves.
Well, something must have happened between him and the coach or some players in the locker room. Like, something must have been said to him to set him off. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I could see him just being like, ugh. We're getting our butts handed to us. Like, I'm
over it.
I'm done.
But still, like, just wait till the game's over. Hey, what's up? What's your name?
My name's Caitlin.
Caitlin, did you, like, walk off the job or did somebody do it when you were there?
I used to work at Disneyland, and I worked at a restaurant where in one night it was really busy, and a friend of mine was fed up. And so mid-serving table, he was like, bye, and just left.
Wait a minute. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Was it the was it like the boss that made him want to quit, or was it the table he was serving? Like, they were awful.
Yeah. It was. I think it was a combination of all things. It was just the management was terrible, and then I think the table was super needy, and he was just done.
See, at Disney World, I think I'd put up with a lot more crap to be able to work there.
Yeah,
oh, I don't think
to.
I would at all. I couldn't stand like a little whiny kid or a parent like, get little Jimmy a juice.
I would love it. I would love working there.
It's fun. You don't really have a choice, though. But the perks are great, so you put up with a lot,
right?
I guess.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning. I remember I quit when I worked at House Soft Cloth Car Wash, and I did it in front of customers. That's actually kind of something I regret doing. Because I was like, Tina, I quit!
Yeah, I've never had an epic quit moment, but I dream. I dream, and I dream.
How would you quit?
How would I?
Yeah, if you dream about it,
well,
take me through
if
it.
We work in radio, so if I was really going to go big, I mean, you have to go big or go home, and I'd probably just quit on the air. But then I'd never be able to work in radio again.
I worry every time I turn the microphone on that Alex will say one thing that will be her quitting time.
I'm out!
My very first day of waitressing at Three Wise Men, I thought about walking off the job and quitting. I had a table of 11 people, and I was so overwhelmed, and the table was so, so rude that I honestly thought about just saying I was going to go to the bathroom and just leaving and never showing up again.
Dipping.
Wow. I'm proud of you, though, for getting through that, though.
Thank you.
Live the dip, girl.
No kidding. A different type of dip.